If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
Now, Katleho, you made mention of the fact that the ANC is marking their 113th anniversary, or rather birthday, this week. So the birthday is actually today.
Yes.
But ANC President Cyril Ramaphosa is scheduled to deliver the birthday message, which is known as the January 8th statement. That's going to be taking place out in Khayelitsha, Cape Town, on Saturday.
That's right.
Now, when it first happened in 1972, when it was delivered by former ANC President Oliver Tambo, it set a strategic direction. It rallied ANC members and garnered international support for the liberation movement. But then when the ANC was elected as the governing party in 1994, the January 8th statement evolved into a tool for communicating the government's annual intentions for its citizens.
Yes. Mm.
But given that this is the first January 8th gathering since ANC lost its majority, it is expected that President Ramaphosa is going to choose this opportunity to explain the biggest thing ever. Why the party decided to settle on a government of national unity, which includes the DA, something that even internally within the ANC, some people have been very outspoken about not being in favor of, the likes of Banyaza Lesufi. We've also got the SACP that have come out to say, listen, we don't like the direction that the ANC seems to be moving in at this particular point in time, and therefore come the next elections, we're going to contest the elections ourselves.
Yes.
But also, you have matters that arose yesterday with ANC members going out door to door in Khayelitsha and having, you know, some people being chucked out of homes, including the deputy president, Paul Mashatile. Now, the big question is, on the backdrop of this 113 anniversary, but also looking at how the ANC did in the elections last year, May, are we seeing the demise of the ANC, or are we just kind of calling it a bit too soon? Because whether you like it or not, liberation movements get to a point where the people say, "I, Nizamile, you are no longer moving in the direction that we want you to move in. We've got high unemployment. We've got things that are just not functioning as they should in the country." Are we writing the obituary too soon?
You know what? It's clear from the voters from the May 29th elections that there is a change of heart in the majority. Mm. It's clear that the voters have shown that they don't trust that the ANC alone can govern as a majority. So I don't know if it's about the demise, but throughout history, liberation parties, organizations that become then governing parties, have an expiry date.
Yeah. So it might not necessarily be the demise, but the evolution?
Both. It could be both. It's hard to call it. The local government elections next year will also show us that. But internally, the tripartite alliance, you're very correct. The SACP saying it will stand independently is very indicative of an alliance that is struggling in its on its own as three parties. But it's definitely weakening.
So, but now, if we're saying that the ANC has weakened, as we saw in the May elections last year, is this a win for the DA?
No.
You sound like someone who's vocalizing your next vote.
Absolutely. No. I don't think so. I do think that I think Katlego was being very kind
and diplomatic.
And very diplomatic. I will go out and say that this is definitely the decline of the ANC.
Yeah.
I do think that at the previous vote that we've had, we had not as many choices.
Yeah.
We have too many choices now. So we're not able or willing to take whatever the ANC is dishing out to us, because we know for a fact that we've got other options and other avenues to go to.
Yeah.
But I don't think that this is a win for the DA.
And Angie raises a very pertinent question. The issue of choices.
Yes.
You know, is that the problem that they are now having to contend with, where you are fighting even amongst your former members, and I'm thinking MK, because many have said the RET have got themselves together, they've decided to form the MK, and that gives those disgruntled ANC supporters 100%. A place to move
you
to.
Home.
You know what I mean?
And, you know, I think for me, the biggest thing, I think the ANC has failed to maintain the trust that people had in it. And I think that's the biggest problem here because of the lack of service delivery. So many things are deteriorating. And I think had they managed to maintain that standard, maybe we'd be having a whole different conversation. Maybe we wouldn't even have a government of national unity. But I'm also concerned about us having so many choices, because now you've got different votes going to different places. We can't, we don't really know where we stand in terms of this. Yes, it's not going to the ANC, but if I'm voting for Rise Mzansi and you're voting for Action SA and you're voting for someone else,
the purple cow,
then exactly who is going to be our next leader?
True.
There's a lack of unity, for lack of a better word.
But if I am ANC leadership, looking at what happened in Khayelitsha yesterday, I mean, a whole deputy president literally being told you must leave the house.
Televised
even. How are you feeling? How do you turn this around? Or are you just like, you know what, let's see what happens on Saturday, let's see what the turnout first and foremost, which Tony Angeni said, wrong stadium, what's happening? Are you worried as leadership of the ANC in how you are being received in Khayelitsha?
I don't think they should worry. I think they should take it as a lesson. It's a slap on the wrist.
How many slap on the wrists must they receive?
But it's a really big reality check, because being chucked out of someone's home and they saying, we don't want you in our personal space, but also your strategy of being in someone's personal space in the first place is contentious. But I think it's like, it's good for them to go back to the review board and say what is working and what is not working.
I'm curious, from a journalistic point of view, Katlego, when it comes to Saturday, when President Cyril Ramaphosa stands up and delivers his January 8th statement, are we expecting him to sort of pander to the GNU and sort of count his words, so to speak?
He has
so that Ukokuzila doesn't come out and say, hey.
I think it was interesting, first of all, that they chose the Western Cape, which is really DA headquarters in so many ways. So them being there really shows them trying to be brave enough to step into that space. But obviously the slap on the wrists are happening. So I think the address by the president on Saturday has to balance between the voter, which was unsure last year, and also the GNU, which is made up of multiple colors and people and opinions and ideologies, which is the governing part, which is the governing organization of the country. He has to be gentle.
So the throwout today, what I'm asking you as the listener of Seize the World, Kaya 959, is, since all liberation movements at some point do reach a point where they are not fighting for the same struggles that they did when they are founded, could this be where the ANC is now finding themselves? And is this the demise of the ANC, or are we calling it a little too soon? I would love to hear from you if you do feel like there's a strong view here. Maybe the ladies of Kaya are just calling this too soon and that's not where you are sitting. Or do you feel as though this is a perfect litmus test for the ANC? They now, if they were not awake yet, need to definitely be awake to the realities of where the organization is.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
We are talking about the January 8th statement that is going to be taking place on Saturday, courtesy of the ANC president, Cyril Ramaphosa. But also, we are talking overall with the ANC celebrating 113 years of existence. Are they now finding themselves in a position where this is the absolute litmus test for what is happening within the ANC, for what is happening with regards to them as a party and where the people stand with them? Or are we calling it a bit too soon when we say that it seems as though 2024 signaled the end of the ANC as a movement as we know it now? That is the big question, and I would love to hear from you with regards to how you feel about this particular aspect. Because, yeah, you know, after the ANC dropped to just 40%, everyone started saying, what is going to happen in the country? And then they decided to go with the government of national unity. And they, you know, did their thing with the DA, something that a lot of people have actually called out and said, this is definitely not what we want from the party that we have been supporting for so long. But before we get to the voice notes, I figure let us... Oh, okay. I'm told the voice notes are there. No, the voice notes are not there. So, for now though, let me quickly move on to Play-Doh and get to see what it is that we have in our arsenal today. How well do you know this? We know that the kiddies are not up as yet because it is still school holidays. So only from next week will they be able to get into playing with us. So I'm inviting you as the adult, the listener of Kaya 959, the listener of Seize the World. All the time, we always say, the kiddies might not get it right. So today, are you able to get it right? What is this song? The way I'm looking at Bonso, so she's looking at me like Uqali.
I had a young blonde moment, but I remembered.
Oh, you remembered,
yes.
What it is?
Yes.
Okay, so if you had to give me the answer to Play-Doh, you would do that immediately. Immediately, yes. But that is what I'm asking right now. What is that song that I just played? If you do know it, please do let me know. But now, before we get quickly into the news, headlines, as well as sport, here's a quick voice note.
Morning, ladies of Kaya. I think you can say it's the demise of the ANC, but it started back in 2007 in Polokwane when they started developing this faction. So it's been cannibalizing itself, and they only went to 40% because MK took the 14%. So they would have received like around 50 something should there be no MK. So it's Lile Wayona in Tlangano. So it's one of those things. But I'm not crying.
Everywhere you are,
understanding your thoughts,
desires,
and opinions.
Jamming non-stop rhythm and beats.
Seize the world.
Kaya 959.
On the streets.
On the air.
As we continue our conversation around the ANC's January 8th statement and also just the 113 years of celebration, do you feel as though this is a time for the ANC to sort of take a nice, good look at themselves? And more importantly as well, what is it that you're expecting from the president's January 8th statement on Saturday?
Good morning, ladies of Kaya. This is Pochiso from the Pan. I think definitely it's the demise of the ANC. And this is, you know, caused by the factions within the ANC itself. There are people who don't see eye to eye. There are people who don't favor certain people. And definitely there are people who definitely want ANC to fragment as much as they have fragmented the voters of South Africa with regard to when you look at the ballot paper, the many political parties that are registered in the IEC, it's their demise as a liberation party. I think their end is nigh. Their end is coming.
Good morning, Paul and the ladies. For the past 31 years, the people of SA were lied to by the ANC, and they're meeting their demise now. We're starting to see the ANC for what the ANC leadership is. I mean, the whole vice president, you know, has been booed come Saturday, nobody's going to listen to Cyril. I can tell you now. Because people are tired of promises. And on Katlego's bulletin, I heard Mbalula speaking. I'm like, why is this man still addressing the public? Skatele ANC. Skatele ANC. Can young people gather their strength and then young people lead young people? Skatele Labumkulu.
Morning, Po. I want to declare ANC. It's imminent. It's bound to happen. When, we don't know, but it's bound to happen. Because anyway, they don't have our best interest at heart anyway, any longer. You understand? They are all about status and greed and money. Yeah, so it's bound to happen.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
We are still talking about the ANC turning 113 today. And the big question is, with everything that has happened post the elections last year and going into this year, and, you know, the January 8th statement that the president is going to be making on Saturday, are we seeing a demise of the ANC? Is it a win for the DA? What are your thoughts?
Yes, the ANC corner, that's a very long time. And Monga Chia Pega, Benze, Umanagalo, Umkuluga, Bamoshi. You know, a liberation movement is in an expiry date. His Katsa was a spelly one. Dala actually supports Katsa ANC. Dala, around 1993, 92, Katsa ANC was a spelly. Manje, Sugabonagalo, good no. Because they are not a political party. It's just a liberation movement that found itself within politics. You know, they don't know how to do anything about the ANC. But, you know, being a pair, it's fine. Akhona amanye amaparty mhlawumbe singawavotela that we think can take the country forward. Abana vision the country. They don't know where they want to see the country in about 10 to 20 years' time. You know, njenge China knew exactly ukuthi in so many years' time, this is what we want to see. Ungambuza namanje president wethu ukuthi in 20 years' time ufuna ukubona as ANC. They don't know. So it's comfortable labantu kuthala saphela.
You know, the issue with the ANC is that they never really think through their strategy. You can't take the deputy president to be the one that goes to speak to a disgruntled community that is not even led by the government. So, yeah, I think if people were to bombard my house and they had never done anything for me and they want to come and tell me that they'll do something, I'd really chuck them out too. And that neighbor was well-versed to do that, and in their right. And I think that the ANC, like we said, that 40% was probably their demise, and they'll never recover from that.
Those are your views when it comes to first things first. But of course, for all those WhatsApp voice notes regarding first things first, thank you very much.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.